So, the DUP are denying a report by the Times that the party is about to agree to a deal, meaning Northern Ireland will take some EU rules after Brexit. The Times claims the party has agreed to shift its red lines and drop its objections to regulatory checks in the Irish Sea as part of a new deal to replace the backstop. The DUP leader, Arlene Foster, has denied that and says anonymous sources lead to nonsense stories. Well, with me this morning is Oliver Wright, policy editor of The Times, who wrote this story, along with his colleague, Bruno Waterfield. Oliver, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, I'll quote Arlene Foster to you. Anonymous sources lead to nonsense stories.
But I think this is the fascinating thing about what Arlene said. It's not actually a denial. If you read the first part of her tweet, she doesn't deny anything of substance that's in the story. And then it says anonymous sources lead to nonsense stories, which is not the same thing as saying that this story is nonsense. If they come out and said, you know, this story is wrong in any way, shape or form, I'd be slightly more concerned, but they haven't. I spoke to a lot of people before we wrote that story. It is difficult for the DUP. The move has to come gradually. They're not going to want to be seen to be making concessions until they can see that they're likely to get something in return. But what I thought was completely fascinating is you can see the beginnings of an outline of a tentative deal that could fly in Brussels. Now, what I'm not saying is that we're there yet, anywhere close to being there yet, but the DUP are moving. The next thing that needs to happen is for Ireland to move. And if two things move in tandem and Brussels agree, you could just about see your way to a deal.
So in essence, are you suggesting that the DUP is now contemplating that so-called border down the Irish Sea?
Depends whether you decide it's a border or not. What they are contemplating is regulatory checks down the Irish Sea. They're not giving way on customs checks in the Irish Sea. That's crucial. So Northern Ireland remains in a customs union with the rest of the UK, and it isn't in a customs union with the European Union. That's the one area where the DUP just aren't moving on. But what they are saying is we're prepared to have checks for single market regulations in the Irish Sea. That's stuff like food produce, certain goods, the kinds of things that the EU is really worried that the Irish border could become a backdoor for. So it's the DUP giving in on one of their red lines, and then they're saying to Brussels and to Ireland, well, we need you to give in on one of ours. It's a classic compromise.
Sammy Wilson has today described what you're saying as bad journalism.
Well, he can say what he likes. I mean, you know, we wouldn't have...
And he's the party's Brexit spokesperson.
Yeah, and there were a range of views in the DUP, as we all know, from Sammy at one end to maybe Jeffrey at the other, Arlene somewhere in the middle. But what I know is that this hasn't just been talked about to me. This has been talked about to the government. It was, I think, pretty central to the talks in Dublin with Leo Varadkar. And if you just listen to the language coming out of the DUP, it has changed very significantly in the last few days and couple of weeks, really. But, when the idea of the All-Ireland SPS regime was mooted by Boris Johnson after the meeting with Varadkar, it was interesting. There was silence from the DUP. Now, if you have an All-Ireland SPS system, that, by very nature, is going to require checks in the Irish Sea. So I think the fact they didn't come out then is kind of interesting.
Let me let you hear and get your reaction, Oliver, to what the Tory MP Greg Hands told Radio 4 this morning. He chairs a group of MPs, academics and business leaders who are looking for an alternative to the backstop. Here's what he told today.
I think to get a deal done, we need everybody to move a little bit. I think the territory in which a deal can be done is around alternative arrangements on the Irish border instead of the backstop. I think it does need a bit of movement in Northern Ireland in favour of an all-Ireland SPS zone, which means that for aspects of agriculture, the Northern Ireland would stay aligned with the EU, but for everything else, Northern Ireland would stay aligned with the UK. That is where I think the landing zone for getting a deal will lie. It's not going to be everything everybody likes. Alternative arrangements, I'm not expecting people to be cheering in the streets if a deal's done. Thank God for alternative arrangements. But that is where I think a deal will be done ultimately around that.
Oliver?
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. That's, he's not contradicting anything. But, if you're going to be part of the SPS, you need checks in the Irish Sea.
So why, in your view, obviously they would dispute this, is the DUP not coming clean over this?
I think you've got to give them time. I think they're not going to want to make all their concessions before they see the concessions, and it's a big concession that they're asking for, move from the other side.
And are you, just for the record, are you suggesting that this is a senior source within the DUP, someone close it's to the top?
I wouldn't have written it with a single source.
Okay, so multiple senior sources within the DUP.
I'm not going to go into sources, and you wouldn't expect me to, but we're confident in the story that we wrote.
And how do you think this will go down, Oliver, with grassroots unionism in Northern Ireland?
I wouldn't want to be the judge of that. I think a lot of people just want it done. They want the deal done. I think, there's obviously going to be different views and different elements of the party, but I think as time goes on, there is a sort of sense that we just got to move on. And also, there were real fears about what would happen in the no-deal scenario.